Unit 6. Stores and shopping. Shopping is a favorite pastime for many Chinese. Department stores in major cities remain open well after 9 p.m. Western-style convenience stores have also appeared in big cities. So has warehouse merchandising. Many of the more popular department stores and supermarkets are joint ventures with international retail giants. Service standards in these upscale commercial establishments, still limited in number, are comparable to those of their Western counterparts. Designer brands and labels are available to those who can afford them. By contrast, state-owned stores cater to the tastes and purchasing power of the working class. Street peddlers selling counterfeit goods, fake Prada jackets, Gucci shoes, etc., are popular with local residents and Western tourists alike. Taiwan. Taiwan lies across a narrow strait from southeastern China. It was first settled by Aboriginal peoples from Southeast Asia. The Chinese began to move to Taiwan in large numbers after the fall of the Ming Dynasty in the 1660s. After a humiliating defeat in the naval battle of 1895, the Manchu government ceded Taiwan to Japan, which became its colonial master for half a century. After the Second World War, Taiwan reverted to Chinese sovereignty. In 1949, the nationalist government retreated to Taiwan after losing the civil war with the communists. Today, the People's Republic of China is eager to reunite with the island under the One Country, Two Systems model. This formula, first proposed to Hong Kong, is meant to assure the Taiwanese that they will be able to maintain their economic and political system after reunification with the mainland. While official relations across the Taiwan Strait have experienced ups and downs in the last two decades, economic integration is progressing apace. Taiwanese businessmen are eager to exploit their cultural and linguistic ties to the mainland. Today they can be found in all corners of the People's Republic, setting up factories and running hotels and restaurants. Despite the Taiwanese government's misgivings, a number of small and medium-sized companies have shifted their manufacturing operations to the mainland, where land and labor costs are far lower than in Taiwan. According to the Chinese government, the Greater Shanghai Metropolitan Area alone is now home to over 250,000 Taiwanese businessmen and their families.